Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
Hi, Dana Nachman. I'm the director of Dear Santa.
Which comes out December 4th. Is it theatrical, or is it going to be streaming too?
It's both at the same time.
Awesome. Where is it streaming? I assume, is it on a certain service or just any VOD?
Any VOD that, you know, anywhere you could rent or buy movies, it'll be on. So I'm really excited. Everybody can get it.
Awesome. Yes, I highly recommend. My wife and I were watching it last night, just tearing up and crying and all the holiday feels you could expect. I guess before we dive in, you and I both know what it's about, but let's start by tell our listeners what Operation Santa is.
Sure. So for more than 100 years, kids have been writing letters to Santa that have gone into mailboxes and gone into the United States Postal Service. And for more than 100 years also, the USPS has been dealing with those letters. And it has gradually over time become a program called Operation Santa that I learned about 8 years ago. And so I always wanted, once I learned about it, I wanted to tell the story about what happens to the letters that get sent to Santa. So that's what this is about.
I love it. It's literally tracking when someone, a kid says, you know, writes a letter to, addresses it to the North Pole. Where does that letter go? I've always wondered that. And I just think it's really cool how you keep the magic of it. You have the elf volunteers explaining it as if it's happening behind the scenes, with the spirit of Santa alive. I love it. Explain some of the gifts that kids ask for, because I know it ranges from, you know, wants to dire needs.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. I encourage everybody to go read the letters. There's some up from last year right now on USPSOperationSanta.com. And then on December 4th, the same day as this comes out, all the letters from this year will start coming up online. So once you read them, you'll see it's like, you know, a lot of typical stuff that you would imagine, like the toys. And it's so funny because I think every year that I've been reading them, you get to know what the cool toy is very quickly. Like last year, it was like LOL dolls. And I called my daughter from our first shoot. I was like, what are LOL dolls? And she explained it to me. You know, there's typical Barbies and Legos and tons of iPhones, tons of Xboxes. But then there's this other category called special requests that the USPS kind of sections off ones that are not toys, and they run like the spectrum from really funny things. Like one kid wanted, he had a really big imagination and he wanted his stories to come true, and like Santa needed to make his stories come true from his mind, things like that. And you know, some of them are a lot of pets, tons of pets. One kid wanted a baby brother, one kid, you know, all sorts of stuff. And then there's really poignant stuff, a lot of it, of people who are reaching out, both kids and adults, to Santa for mattresses, refrigerators, clothes, food, stuff like that. So it really, you know, as diverse and as America is, that's how diverse these letters are.
Oh yeah, for sure. It hits all the feels when you see some of the stuff they're asking for. And talk about when, you know, when you're interviewing kids is always gold. You know, as they say, the kids say the darndest things. I love the little thing at the end credits with the one boy who you just, no matter what you ask him, he just sits there quietly. We talk about how fun it was interviewing the kids. We'll get to the adults in a second, but the kids themselves, they're all, like, especially the kids in the classroom. I mean, that's always gold.
Oh my God, we had so much fun. And so it was really funny because I have interviewed kids before and I know it's sometimes not the easiest thing to do, but this film was fun because we were, you know, we wanted to tell the story of Santa Claus and Christmas in general through the eyes of children, because we thought, okay, why don't we have them describe the world, them describe what happens to the letters in their minds, and then we'll just, with whatever they say, we'll just go with that, basically. So part of the problem with this film was that most of the letters come in after Thanksgiving. So we really were ready to shoot at the beginning of November, but we just really had nothing to shoot. So one day I was like, ooh, let's just start by I'll just gather, make my living room into a set, and we will. I'll just gather any neighborhood kid who will participate, and I'll start interviewing them just so I can get my feet wet and like understand what makes them talk and all this. So all the interviews that are in the film that are in front of like a fireside thing, that was all done in my living room, just kind of as prep, you know. And so it was through that that I kind of realized, you know, the kinds of questions I had to ask. And then once I got to the classrooms and the different places around the country, I kind of had my questions all set, and I understood what kind of got kids to talk more. And yeah, and the kid at the in the credits was the most hysterical interview. I mean, I probably interviewed like thousands of people in my career, and this kid was so funny because he just didn't answer one question. Like, and then I, you know, usually when that happens, kids just, you know, they wanna leave, you know. And so I would be like, "Do you want one more question?" He just smiled, like, "Yeah," you know, like he'd nod his head, like he just he wanted to be there, but he just couldn't talk. And then at the very end, I said, "Hey, what did you ask Santa for?" And he's like, "Oh, well, I asked Santa for this and that and this and that." And then he started talking. It was so funny.
That's great. And then, of course, you know, in addition to the kids, some of the adult volunteers, the elves that you follow around, are also, you know, very some poignant moments too. Tell our listeners real quick about the one guy who, you know, he received an alarm clock radio as a kid, and that inspired him to come back and help. There's also a trying to remember. Oh, there's a woman whose house was burnt down in the wildfires. That sort of inspired her to give back. And just, you know, share those stories really quick.
Sure. Yeah. So the first one was Damien DeGrazia, and he, his parents had this pretty nasty divorce, when he was little, and his mom, they became pretty poor because of it. And his mom was a single mom trying to raise three kids. And he, for Christmas, wrote to Santa and said, "Can I please have, either an alarm clock or a radio? You know, I want the alarm clock because then my mom doesn't have to worry about getting me up for school, and a radio because we don't have a TV anymore. And, you know, we just need some, you know, it's so quiet in our house. We need some noise." And, Santa sent a, alarm clock radio, which he didn't even know that could be one thing. So it showed up, and it was just like this really pivotal moment in his life, he says, that, you know, he realized that, like, you could hope for something and get it. And as he got older and he learned about the Operation Santa, which was really robust in New York City, you could go in and read the letters and, you know, pick your own letters out and help Santa in that way. And he started volunteering, and then he did that for so many years that he realized he wanted to even do more. And he started his own nonprofit that now he goes into the projects in Harlem. And he, you know, we see this in the film too, where he does letter writing events, and then he does gift giving events, and it's really ballooned into helping hundreds of kids. And that is all because of this one gift. And so that to us is like an amazing pay it forward story. And so we love that one. And then the other one was a postal carrier named Jamie, who lived in Chico, California, who actually has been an elf for Santa for many years. I think at least 10 years. So she was doing it again last year. And then we reveal in the movie that not only does she do this, but she did it for families. She always did it for families around Chico. But then once the wildfires happened in 2017, she started really trying to seek out kids who had lost their homes. And then we come to find out that she also lost her home. And in her home, she was a toy collector. So she always has this very childlike sensibility about her, and she loves toys, and she loves everything about toys, which makes sense of why she would help Santa in this way. And then she ended up losing her home and all her toys also. So it's super sad. But she's also just giving back, you know, taking, you know, creating this purpose for herself. And I think it's awesome what she does. Very inspiring.
Oh yeah, very eccentric, yet, you know, big-hearted character.
Yeah,
to follow, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the tear-jerking moments are like almost too many to count. I mean, there's like a pet rabbit got me, their new couch part got me, the limo ride got me. Like, I don't want to spoil them all for the listeners, but if you can at least one recount one of them, the biggest one that my wife and I just looked at each other, just eyes welling up, was the tell our listeners about the letter that the one kid wrote asking if Santa supports the LGBT community. Oh, that ripped me out. Can you tell God that I love him and does he love me? Tell our listeners that story really quick.
I know. And you know what's crazy? So that letter is on the USPS website right now. I think they just kept some up from last year. And somebody just found it, like, I think a week ago or so, and it went viral. It's really weird. And so I don't even think a lot of the people who were looking at it know it's in a film. But anyway, but the story was a little kid wrote in saying, asking Santa if God and Santa love the LGBTQ community, and will they still love him? Will God still love him if he's gay? And it was so sad. I mean, when we got that letter, it was crazy because, you know, one of the things we wanted for this film was, you know, like you do for most films, is for it to be diverse in every way possible. But really, we had no way. It was, everything was dictated by the letters. Like, we didn't, you know, once we found letters we liked, we didn't know what sometimes we didn't even know what gender they were. We didn't know what race they were, what religion they were. And I know early on in our production meetings, we thought to ourselves, oh, it'd be great if we could, you know, make sure the LGBTQ community is represented. But we're like, how would we ever even do that? And then this letter showed up. So we were like, oh my God, it's so amazing. And it was just such a heart-wrenching moment, you know, just to think about a child having to worry about whether God loves him. Like, that just is, you know, tears your heart out, really, like you said. That was awesome that we got that letter, and that an elf came through for him and sent him a whole bunch of things, like really things that would make him proud, you know, like books describing his experience, like, for, you know, LGBTQ books for children. I think it was like a little teddy bear, a rainbow teddy bear, and a hat, a Santa hat, and things like that, just to make him know that there are people out there who, and elves out there who love him, and that Santa for sure loves him.
For sure. And man, I just can't recommend it enough. I just want, not only one of the, I think one of the year's just best documentaries and most inspiring documentaries, but it's something we need right now. I mean, it's been such a rough year. So, I mean, thanks so much for making it. It's been so doom and gloom. It's nice to have something that just uplifts us. And I guarantee afterwards, people, I mean, I myself, we want to get involved. We want to go be elves at this thing after we watch it. So, before we run, tell our listeners how they can get involved, you know, plug the website, and, you know, how can they join in here?
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited for the letters to come up, almost as excited as the film coming out on December 4th. Yeah, so I would say watch the film so you'll know what it's all about. And then you can just go online and adopt, you know, apply to Santa to become an elf, but he pretty much lets anybody do it. you apply, and you can pick letters out yourself that you want to fulfill. And it's really fun. And sometimes like, they get all taken right away, and then you just have to keep coming back for more letters. So I would just stay on that site, USPSOperationSanta.com, as much as you can from December 4th on. And it's super fulfilling. I mean, I actually did choose a few letters last year, even though I was so busy shooting, but I was having trouble getting them done. So I just gave them to my mom. I'm like, Mom, could you please finish these? So we sent out, we were elves for a few letters last year. And I think I'm going to do like at least 10 this year. I'm excited.
Awesome. And also, you know, it's just such a, you know, it's timely too, in terms of holding up the U.S. Post Office. I mean, in terms of, you know, they took so much heat during the election season, and, you know, ballot boxes being taken away and all kinds of stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's a good way to kind of hold them up too and remind them that they're heroes out there working every day too. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was so crazy for us, 'cause, you know, we started doing this, you know, before COVID, before all this stuff about the election. And then, like, the whole spring and summer, we were working on the film while all this was happening. It was just like this weird, surreal thing that, like, the protagonists of your film are under fire for something totally different. And, you know, we had spent so much time when we were shooting with a lot of postal workers. I mean, probably we became friendly with, you know, maybe 100 of them. And, like, they were all just so gracious. And what this program really has been for all these years is postal workers getting the letters just organically by what they do, and then And then volunteering their time. I mean, like Jamie, the one that we were talking about from Chico, like all that is on her off time and her own money, you know, and she raises money from other people to do this. And so, you know, just to see that and then realize that these people were really under fire, you know, and their whole livelihood is under fire was really surreal for us to work on. And we're so happy that it can come out now and, you know, maybe bookmark the year, you know, like a year ago we were shooting it and now, you know, bookmark it with it coming out and hopefully give them a little joy and pride for what they do because they should have it for sure.
Oh yeah, it's great. Well, again, everyone, can't recommend it enough. It's December 4th, comes out theatrical and streaming. It's called Dear Santa. Thanks so much for making it. We really loved it and I'm inspired to join this thing now.
Oh yeah, would you you definitely contact me and tell me what letters you did.
All right, we definitely will.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks.
Thank you so much.